I'm in Singapore. I believe it's very close to the beginning of F1, and I will be driving fast to the airport tonight, unfortunately. You're missing it all. I'm currently in the Hyper Island offices, and I am with a lovely group of hyper-advanced networked individuals. Well, they will be by the end of this next session. And their names are?
Paulina. And the Twitter name, I can't remember this, sorry.
You can say, from Russia.
I'm from Russia.
I'm Victor, and my Twitter name is Victor VCN, although there are not many posts.
I'm Ishan, and my Twitter name is Ishan.
I'm Mira, and my Twitter name is Miradia.
I'm Gabriel, my Twitter name is In Gabby's House.
I'm Johanan Sen, my Twitter name is at JSEN.
My name is Orri Helgason, I'm from Iceland, and my Twitter name is Orri Helga.
My name is Erica, and my Twitter name is Evie Diver.
Hi, I'm Elvina, and my Twitter name is Elvina.
Oh, just out of reach, yes. Elvina. So, who here is blogging right now? Who has a blog that they update semi-regularly? So two hands went up, three hands went up. I want, if you're allowed to say what your blog is, because I know some people like to blog semi-covertly, put your hand up. Okay, so give us the title of your blog.
It's written by EM. Common Sense, that's common, SEN.SE.
Okay, and that's not going to get you arrested, no?
No.
Okay, excellent stuff. So, Hyper Island. It's kind of a roller coaster of crazy experiences. I don't get a chance to speak to that many kind of full-time students. What's it like studying in Singapore? Because some of you have come from far and wide to actually do that. Russia, for example.
It's different from everywhere I've been before. It's very inspiring.
That's fantastic. That's kind of nice to hear that you are inspired. I think inspiration, very powerful kind of position to be in when you're inspired to learn. What about yourself?
Having to meet a lot of people from different backgrounds and actually interact with them and gel with them, it's a nice feeling, yeah.
Meeting a new bunch of people, that's good fun.
It's the meet space, as we say, anywhere away from keyboard, the actual getting together in the physical space. Who spends an awful lot of time online? I will say, put your hands up, even though it's just not visible on audio. I'm going to go over to the hand.
Hi there.
So, I've been mentioning a few different apps and platforms as we talk about digital storytelling, and you know, you quietly nodding, or not so quietly sometimes, going, yeah, I've got that, done that, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you've been plugged in for a while, I imagine.
Yes, I have been. Was a journo, reformed. Now do marketing, sadly, lost my soul. But a podcaster, I've done radio, and digital tools sort of gave me access to things that I think a previous generation in the part of the world I grew up in might not have had.
What made you switch from journalism to kind of what made you go kind of Jedi to Sith?
It was something in the middle. I was interested in platforms. I felt a lot of the people that were invested in platforms weren't from the fraternity of content creators, and they had such disdain for them. They were trying to come up with algorithms that would do their job. So I felt someone who was a writer, an editor, and a broadcaster should have a say in how these platforms get shaped. But eventually, in looking at monetizing these platforms, it sort of led toward marketing and the dark side.
Leave him to me. I'll deal with them myself. Iceland. Really exciting things happen. Like new forms of democracy, kind of crazy stuff happening with privacy and anti-surveillance. Have you been involved in any of this at the tail end?
Oh, yes, actually. The WikiLeaks connections in Iceland are quite strong, and I know a couple of people there. So, I was involved in trying to get a plane for Edward Snowden to come to Iceland. But so, yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, and it will be interesting to see how it will end. We're hoping that this legislation will come to pass, basically, that there will be protection for journalism and you know, just data, basically, in Iceland, because I think it would be, you know, a clever thing to do.
I'm trying to ask questions that I'm desperately interested in, but I don't want to get anybody into trouble. Any parallels you can draw between the digital world in Singapore and the digital world in places where you may come from?
Not going to get me in trouble, you say?
Nobody putting their hand up right now. So I'll leave you to use the wonderful tool of...
smart people.
Yeah, yeah. You've got Startpage, you've got DuckDuckGo, or you've also even got that... what's it called? Google, should you want to search for more information on what I'm talking about. In here, it's free, it's open, it's mostly offline, organic conversation. Nothing at all dangerous, nothing to see here as we talk more about... cooking, yes. Yeah. It's all about cooking, nothing to do with digital tools. And we're going to get back to it. If you listen this far, commendable. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.